And finally, today we have our weekly digest of critics' views on the latest major movies. Here's writer Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's summary judgment.
What better way to beat the summer heat than to escape into an air-conditioned movie theater, sit back, relax, and then listen to people answer their cell phones? Well, first up in wide release is a movie that's so thunderous, its action will drown out even the loudest cell phone. It is Stealth. That's right, this high-tech thriller is about a group of hot young fighter pilots who must stop a dangerous warplane with a mind of its own. Jessica Biel and Jamie Foxx star.
Return to the ship or I'll personally shoot you down.
My mandate is to survive.
The nation's critics all wanted to use the ejector seat on this one. The Arizona Republic snarls, absolutely consistent. It's just as wildly improbable at the end as in the beginning. The Hollywood Reporter warns of a thin story, cardboard characters, and snicker-inducing dialogue, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution sees a silver lining, sort of. Move over, Michael Bay. The Island is no longer the loudest, dumbest movie of the summer. Woohoo, Michael Bay. High five. Next up is the romantic comedy Must Love Dogs. Diane Lane stars as a divorced teacher whose friends force her into the 21st century dating scene. John Cusack and Elizabeth Perkins also star.
At least listen to the tips. Your sister has gone to a lot of trouble here.
Okay. One, maintain eye contact. But be sure it isn't too intense. You aren't a hawk eyeing its prey.
Oh, it's good that you told me that because I might have done my hawk thing.
The critics are torn here. Some find it as adorable as a puppy, and others can only shout, bad dog. Rolling Stone says Must Love Dogs is full of wonderfully appealing performances, and Newsday cheers it manages to rework genre conventions with an exuberant wit and an authentic feel for the madness of the mating game. However, many agree with the New York Times complaint that this film is an internet dating comedy so weightless that it makes a trifle like You've Got Mail look like Chekhov. Okay, great. Just what the famous deceased Russian writer one day dreamed of, to be mentioned in a pan of a Diane Lane comedy. Rest in peace, Anton. And finally, also in wide release, is the Disney family comedy Sky High. Kurt Russell and Kelly Preston play superheroes who send their seemingly normal son to a special high school just for kids with superpowers.
Honey, I know you're disappointed. So am I. You think I didn't want to see my son fly?
Or have super strength?
Or fly? But we can't change who he is. Not without dropping him in a vat of toxic waste. Steve!
Where would we even find a vat of...
Steve! I'm thinking...
The critics really enjoy Sky High. Smartly written and sprightly played, crows Variety. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel finds it an amiable and satisfying romp. And the Charlotte Observer shouts, a clever blend of the high school comedy and superhero genre. I'm sure we can all relate to the idea of our parents as superheroes. I certainly knew the awesome power of my mom's alter ego, Guilt Woman, and my father's commanding Captain Sarcasm. Oh, yeah, I loved my Father's Day gift. Thanks. Whew, stronger than kryptonite.
It's hard to believe, but Mark Jordan Ligon is just a mere mortal. He's a writer living in Los Angeles. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.